Words from the Gospel reading for today. And the Gospel reading comes from Luke chapter 12. And today, I'm inviting you to focus with me on verse 35 of the Gospel reading. And it goes like this. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. In other words, get ready, be prepared. And it's interesting that in the midst of summer, when we have a tendency to be more laid back, more relaxed, enjoying the weather, enjoying some of the good things in life, the gospel for today is challenging us, stirring things up a bit, and to tell us that even as we enjoy the summer, there is work to do. There is work to do. Be prepared. Be prepared. And for those who have been following the Olympic Games in Brazil, you would know that the games are actually off to a start. The opening ceremonies took place on Friday night, and I know that we have many bleary eyes in the congregation this morning because I would imagine that many of us stayed up to look at the Olympic Games. And that's not necessarily bad. But I would imagine that it is quite a relief for many who have been involved in the preparation over the past few years. A bit of relief and some joy, some over the success. But much of the recent news about the games in the last few weeks focused on the state of readiness in areas such as security for the athletes, for the participants and the visitors to the games. There's been a lot of concern around infrastructure and site preparation. And you would have heard on the news that there were some concerns about the water quality for the aquatic sports. And of course, the ongoing discussion about the screening of athletes and who might be eligible and not eligible to compete. But these and other concerns received widespread coverage in the media. And the question that has been raised over the past few weeks, was the host country prepared for the games? And the idea of preparation, of being ready, pretty much controls and dictates a lot of what we do, doesn't it? Being prepared. I've had the opportunity to serve in the scouting movement. Are there any present or former scouts or guides in the room? And you would recall that the scout motto and the motto for the guiding movement is what? Be prepared. Be prepared. And this has been acknowledged by millions of scouts and girl guides around the world for over a century. And the idea of being prepared suggests that we are always in a state of readiness in mind and in body and I dare say and in spirit. We are prepared to do our duty. Being disciplined to exercise good judgment based on knowledge and by anticipating any situation that might occur so that we can do the right thing at the right moment, basically planning ahead. And many other organizations, in addition to the scouting and guiding movement, have included the whole idea of preparation as a core value. And people everywhere accept it as a core discipline, as a way of life. And today, my friends, the gospel passage, as recorded by Luke, challenges us to have a close look at preparation. There's a strong message about preparation in the last reading. But as a preamble, the first verses of the reading, verses 32 to 34, I hope that these verses resonated with you as they did with me, as a stewardship message, because Jesus talks about the misuse of material wealth. For many, the accumulation of possessions could be seen as an end in itself. But possessions, like any other resource, must be used wisely to keep our lives in proper perspective, with the assurance that God provides for our needs. So what is the value of material wealth to us? Well, as human, we have plans and we set goals, including financial goals. But our material possessions must be acknowledged as gifts from God to be used for good. For the gospel reading reminds us that the place where our treasure is more likely to be a place where we would want to be and end up being. I would like us to turn that statement around, and instead of thinking of where our treasure is, there our heart will be. Just think of it this way: where our heart is, more likely where our treasure will go. Our gifts of finance, our gifts of time, whatever gifts we value. This does not mean that we should not be ambitious and strive for abundant living, but rather that God's abundance with which we've been blessed should be used wisely. Challenging statement, isn't it? I'm sure you would agree, however, that there's a general sense of urgency in this message for today. Sell your possessions and get rid of earthly treasures, from verse 33. Be dressed for action, verse 35. And the passage ends with a challenge. You also must be ready. We also must be ready. And Jesus is advising his disciples to stay alert and to be attentive at all times as they prepare for when he shows up again. Now, biblical scholars have suggested that the words in this passage have two interpretations. One is that we must be prepared for the second coming of Jesus. And the other is that we must be prepared for our own death, when God will call us to account for our life on earth, and as Christians believe, when we'll meet Jesus face to face, when we'll have a personal encounter. But knowing and recognizing fully that the faithful love of the Lord never ends, the question for us this morning is, how do we prepare in light of what we know and in light of what we believe? And here are three suggestions provided to us from the reading from Luke. First of all, it is important for us that we trust God as we exercise prudence in the use of resources with which we've been blessed. Exercising prudence in the use of resources. Secondly, we must be watchful, we must be caring, we must be helpful and kind to each other. And thirdly, we must be faithful. We aim for success in all that we do, don't we? But success is measured in different ways. Jesus, however, asks us to be faithful. Be faithful, and God will provide the results. It is an investment of a lifetime. Being faithful, being caring, being helpful, a life of service. And Jesus calls us to value what really matters and to value what really endures. But he does this in the gospel for today with an urgent appeal to be ready. Let us be ready. Let us be prepared. And from scripture, we are aware that Jesus often talked about his coming again. And he called on his followers to live each day with the expectation that it could very well be the day of his return, or the final day of our earthly journey. And Christians are expected to do more than just wait for Jesus' return. He calls on us to look for opportunities to receive his blessings and to be a blessing to others. So may we not be complacent. May we not be complacent, but be ready for Christian service to others as we bring a richer quality and depth to our own lives. So the question for us this morning, and the question that challenges each and every one of us, are we ready? Are we ready? Am I ready? Are you ready? We know that everything happens in God's own time. And so we are no judge or predictor of God's timing. But what's important is that we stay prepared and be always ready for service to God and to humanity. And for many, being dressed for service, being ready for service, might include the way we present ourselves, the way we interact with each other. And for many, the outward appearance of being at the point where we are able to provide service to others. Readiness in all aspects. And for many Christians, part of being ready is identifying with the Christian community by the wearing of a cross. And I know that many Christians constantly wear a cross as a sign of our Christian identity. But I'm sure that you would agree with me that being dressed for action goes much deeper than our outward appearance. And we must be careful to pay special attention to filling our hearts with God's love as we share this love with others. So by our tangible actions, we show God's love. And we must reach out to others in whatever way we can as faithful followers of Christ. But I must remind each and every one of us that not everyone is looking for physical or material support. In this neighborhood, there are opportunities for Christian service to those who might request a prayer or who just want to have a conversation at our weekly visits to the farmers market at Melassman Square. And as you are aware, the parish is showing its presence at Dempsey Park every second Tuesday evening over the summer as we reach out to those who wish to engage in faith conversations with us. And here in the congregation, we are all encouraged to support each other in prayer, especially for those among us with specific needs at this time. Yesterday, the church commemorated the feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord Jesus. And this feast of the Transfiguration reminds us of Jesus' revelation of his divinity to three of his disciples. And you'd recall from scripture that they were Peter, John, and James. And tradition has it that this appearance of the Lord was a foreshadowing of his future glory. Jesus made it known that he is the light of the world. And we are assured that the light of Jesus constantly surrounds us, especially in times of trouble and in times of despair, through the working of the Holy Spirit. And similarly, my friends, we are encouraged to be the light of Christ in the world, simply by the way we live. And how often do we miss the chance to be God's light in the world because we are not alert to our surroundings? We are not alert to the needs of people around us. And sometimes we're not mindful of those needs. and quite often we are not faithful. The good news, however, great news, and here, as recorded, the words of Jesus, it is your Father's good pleasure, it is my Father's good pleasure, it is our Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And so we end as the reading started for today. We are children of God, and God wants us to live for what matters. He wants us to live for what matters right now, because there's a sense of urgency in this message for today. So let us get rid of our complacency, even during the lazy, relaxing days of summer. And let us be prudent, let us be helpful, and let us be faithful in serving others as we worship a loving and a generous God. My sisters and brothers in Christ, these thoughts I share with you in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.